he was about 3 years old, and he just kind of vanished.
And then Ron and Cornelia Suskind got the diagnosis, regressive autism.
And our life changed. His life, of course, changed most dramatically, but all of our lives started to change.
And while it seemed like Owen's development was on pause, there was one place where the toddler would appear calm and even engaged. It was in front of a small screen watching Disney movies.
We started to use that to connect with him.
First, it was just watching the films. Then it was interacting with Owen as characters from these movies.
I went with Iago. He's the evil parrot sidekick to the villain Jafar, but also Mufasa, and many characters. And the whole family did it. We played characters.
At the time, Suskind was working as a national affairs reporter for the Wall Street Journal.
You know, by day I'm interviewing presidents, and at night the family's together playing out characters and meditating on the emergence of the hero.
And something amazing started to happen. Owen started talking, laughing, and connecting with the outside world through his animated one.
It became very clear that this technique that we used is really successful for so many kids on the spectrum, tapping into their affinity, the thing that they love, the thing that brings them joy.
The Suskinds recently made a documentary about Owen's story called Life Animated. More than anything, they hope their film gives a new image to autism.
Owen is a very vivid example of what's possible if you live an animated life, which is what he has taught us to do.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.